Have you heard the sea area forecasts from the BBC recently? They sometimes refer to a weather system losing its identity. I ask myself what that might mean. Is that why there are great depressions out to sea, I wonder? But seeing a storm, for example, losing its intensity, now that I can understand. Talking about weather systems losing their identity, doesn't this happen to humans as well as we age? Our identity is so central to our everyday lives. Our passport, our signature, our precious passwords, our PIN numbers. We're sometimes challenged to identify yourself. There's a great fear out there of losing all that, of amnesia. And there is a new crime now, identity theft, which has been facilitated by the internet. Perhaps the ultimate loss of identity is Alzheimer's disease. But how do we come by our human identity in the first place? Travelling to Connemara, you see the white thorn bush with a bent-over shape that can only be the result of a lifetime of exposure to westerly winds. What are the prevailing winds that shape you? I've heard people being asked, what has shaped you most in your life? Do you know who I am? Do you know who you are talking to? Haven't you always wanted to say those words to someone? Maybe to a bouncer in a nightclub, for example? Roddy Doyle tells a story about a group of young lads on a DART platform in Dublin. One of the boys looks twice at Roddy as he passes by and then asks him, are you Roddy Doyle? And Roddy answers, yes, I am. And the boy responds, so what?